Can you tie him in a knot? Can you tie him in a bow? Can you swing him over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your balls hang low? Halt! Stand easy!
God, I hate marching so much. We've been marching in
there. Just sit down.
Beg pardon, sir. The men are a bit restless. They've been at sea for months. They've been marching for weeks. They haven't had a hot meal in days. And even the sheep are starting to look friendly. And they're worried about attacking Washington's army of 5,000 men.
Whatever do you mean, Sergeant Major?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, we started off with 5,000 troops. Lost a few at sea. There was that unfortunate incident in New York. Hundreds of our privates froze. And a few of them took a wrong turning at Trenton. Ended up in Newark.
Yes, I've been to Newark. Those poor bastards. How many of us are left?
Well, sir, in total, including you, we've got... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What do you suggest?
Perhaps if you gave them a speech, sir. You know, a bit of motivation. Keep the old pecker up.
Excellent, Sergeant Major. I will climb up on my trusty steed to look for the rock. Whoa, girl, steady on. I know how excited you get every time I mount you. Sergeant Major, take my advice. You should treat your horse like you treat your woman.
So, you should take your horse out to dinner?
No. Give her a carrot, saddle her a rump, and take her for a wild ride 5 times a day. Men, may I have your attention? Well, we made it. Many said that we would not. It was a long, hard journey. So hard. So much tossing and rolling and heaving on deck. And that was before we left harbour at Plymouth. I know you've heard stories about Washington. The military genius. The legend. They say he's bigger than most men. When this is done, they want to honour him by building a monument to his enormous manhood.
The Washington Monument, they call it.
Well, I'm not scared of him. The Washington Monument? My ass. Washington's willy, more like. It's a monumental phallus, plunging into Mother Earth. A massive erection, thrusting into the sky, in the hope that the Union will produce another Washington, with an even more phenomenally prodigious willy. It points to an obsession with one thing.
Are you quite all right, sir?
I think I've been at sea a little too long myself. I mean, everywhere you go in this country, there's an undercurrent of repressed sexual kinkiness.
God, these Americans are obsessed with sex. Have you heard the Liberty Bell swinging freely in the wind? Great big ballsy dongs sounding off all over Philadelphia.
And what's with all these Minutemen? Dressing in leather, strapping a powder horn to their thighs and hiding in the woods? You can't tell me that's normal. They're calling themselves Yankees? Well, we all know what they're yanking.
And speaking of yanking, what was the name of that cabin boy who used to tug on his rope all day?
You mean Old Scrunge?
That's the one. By the way, whose bloody bright idea was it to bring him along with us?
We thought he might be good luck, sir.
Yes, but I mean, he's not going to be much use in a fight, is he? Cabin boy? He must be at least 90. What are you doing here, Old Scrunge, my lad? Aren't you a little too old to be gallivanting around the world?
Oh, please, sir, let me stay. It's so boring on board ship. For years I've been bending over backwards for all those salty seamen. Yes, I'm sure you know a great deal about seamen, Old Scrunge. The ropes, the chains, scrubbing on my hands and knees. Honestly, sometimes I think I'm in a bloody BDSM porno. I need a change of scenery. Excitement. Adventure. I want to see how a war is fought so badly.
Well, you've come to the right place then. There hasn't been a war fought this badly since King Ludwig the Imbecile ordered his men to put their wigs on back to front. And they shot each other by mistake. But I intend to turn the tide in our favour. I have a master plan. A plan so diabolical you could put horns on it and call it Beelzebub. Now, men, as you can see, the colonials are deeply entrenched. So deep. So tight. But never fear. We may be slightly outnumbered, but we still have Old Reliable. Goes off regular as clockwork 3 times a day. Bombardier, bring up the cannon. We'll pound them into submission.
Aye, Old Scrunge has taken good care of him.
Yes, sir. I give it the oily rag and the spit shine. Rubbed it up good and proper. I'll bet you did.
Just look at those balls of steel. Ram it in good and tight, laddies. Push it in deep. Full elevation. Get up as high as she goes. Up the rebels!
Don't you mean down?
Up, down, in, out, I don't really care, sir. Fire! Well, That's never happened before.
Well, don't worry, Bombardier. It happens to most of us now and then. Performance nerves. Change of plan, boys. If we can't breach their defences that way, we'll sneak through the woods, get them in a pincer movement, and then when they start to weaken, we'll send in the reserves and take them from behind.
Permission to speak freely, sir?
Yes, Sergeant Major.
With utmost respect, sir, that's the worst plan since Ben Franklin said, thunder, lightning, great weather for kite flying. The Colonials will expect us to do that, and they outnumber us 1,000 to 1.
Exactly. That's just what they wouldn't expect.
Why?
Because, Sergeant Major, it's the most ridiculous military manoeuvre since the grand old Duke of York marched his men to the top of the hill and marched them down again. I mean, when they were up, they were...
Up?
Yes. And when they were down, they were...
I'm going to guess it. Down?
Exactly.
And when they were only halfway up...
Well, God only knows what the bloody plan was, but it took the enemy by surprise. Still, thinking about this, we may have to do it the old-fashioned way.
What do you mean, sir?
It's 12 inches long, and I don't use it as a ruler. Unleash the cold steel!
They don't like it up, I'll tell you that.
Steady on, Corporal.
Yeah, the thought of something long and hard penetrating enemy's defences has got my dander up and my knickers in a twist.
Personally, I don't wear any underwear.
Why not, sir?
Because a pair of tighty whities hasn't been invented that will take this job on.
Huzzah! Huzzah!
Now, I will unsheath my mighty sabre.
Wow.
Christ, look at the size of it.
Weapon.
Jesus. Weapon. Unbelievable.
Wow, that's really big.
That's
look
incredible.
How it glistens in the light.
Wow. I've never seen one so big.
Colonel?
What?
Is it supposed to look like that?
Whatever do you mean?
It's, bent?
Oh, that. Shoved it in a mite too hard, chasing the Colonials at Yorktown. God, that was a hard ride. Ready, men? Full frontal bayonet charge!
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 Bayonets! Huzzah! Huzzah! Now, the battle cry, as you were taught in training! Stick it in, twist it, pull it out!
And give it a bloody good shake afterwards.
How's this for a midnight ride? Tally-ho!
Oh. so fucking tight. Oh, good girl. Oh.
Jolly good show.